The focus of this year's memorial is that given that they were innocent people, we're asking the government to clear their names. We're asking the government to exonerate them because they never committed the crime for which they were executed. We are going to have church sessions. We are going to have people coming from other parts of Nigeria make speeches. And then we are going to visit the gravesite of Ken Salonwiwa and several other activities. We are going to have the cultural displays in line with our tradition as Ogoni people, as indigenous people.
MOSAP is calling on the federal government to initiate a move to clear the names of the so-called Ogoni Nine. How do you hope this can happen?
Well, we have done a formal request to the government. We expect the government to respond appropriately because that exoneration is going to build a lot of goodwill and it's going to help the reconciliation process. Most of it is considering that it's also time that we also need to focus on the development of Ogoni. We need to focus on what is good for the Ogoni people. But we don't forget that the Ogoni people are very seriously pained by what happened in 1995. It's been very difficult for Ogoni people to actually recover from those murders. However, we must move Ogoni forward. We must act in the way that we consider best for Ogoni to get the good things for Ogoni. So we see the exoneration as one thing, one act that can actually help build goodwill and help the reconciliation process.
Now, Ken Saro-Wiwa was an activist, and one of the things he was passionate about was the pollution of the Ogoni land. How is the process going now for cleaning up of the Ogoni land?
Well, unfortunately, the cleanup process hasn't been transparent. And so it's even difficult for me as president of MOSAP to tell you exactly what they are doing or what they have done. It's not been transparent. There is no briefing, no media briefing to educate the people on what is going on. We only hope that by the end of the day, we can do a verification to see that at least it's better than what it was. But honestly, we are very sure that what they are doing right now is not a proper cleanup. Everything is secretive, and that tells us that there is something they are hiding. They aren't really doing things rightly. One of the most critical recommendations of the UNEP report was that there should be provision of water for the Ogoni people. That hasn't been done. And so everything has focused on what puts money in people's pockets.